Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. I'm Lindsay Allen. I'm a GPM for Microsoft Database Systems.
And I'm Harini Gupta. I'm a Program Manager for Database Migrations.
So today we're going to show you how to get to cloud faster with Azure SQL Database Managed Instance and the new Database Migration Service. So Azure SQL Database is an intelligent active learning database that knows how to help you optimize your performance and optimize your cost. And it's also elastic and can scale up and down with zero downtime. The platform is exactly the same as the SQL Server you love and very popular, and it is for all data applications that either mixed workload, OLTP workload, analytics workload, for data structure that's relational or beyond relational. And even more importantly, this platform supports end-to-end integration for your dev, for your test, for your production. And if you just want to switch a feature or types of objects, you don't actually have to redeploy. You can just use it. It's there for you. And it's also the first database as a service in public cloud with intelligent production and advanced security, like threat detection, will monitor your database access for you, so you can sleep at ease in the night. So I want to introduce Azure SQL Database Managed Instance. This is for the large fleet of relational databases you have on-prem with your traditional ISV application, with your enterprise application, and you don't have the resources or even no time to actually invest in, rebuild, and develop and re-architect this application just for moving to cloud. So this new service offering called Managed Instance is designed for you to migrate a whole fleet of your SQL Server databases or any RDBMSs to public Azure database service. So migrate a fleet of your databases with our application re-architecture. And you know, we hear a lot from customers, security is a concern. Mm-hmm. So first thing we did is, for this offering, we enable security isolation with the native Azure VNet. Not shared, don't need a public endpoint anymore. Mm-hmm. With Managed Instance, you will have VNet support. And with all the application surface area compatibility with the SQL Server, now you can actually easily migrate your fleet of databases to Azure and without actually re-architect. And we will support the database size up to 35 terabytes, or the whole instance up to 35 terabytes. And we support a minimum downtime migration with restore of native database backups and log shipping. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to show you, Harini is going to show you how this actually works. We're going to have a database migration service. Make this even easier for your experience.
Thank you, Lindsay. So Azure Database Data Migration Service is a new service that enables data movement from on-prem SQL databases or other platforms into Azure SQL database in the cloud. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to walk you through a quick demo of this. So what it is it's an, again, many of you might be familiar with the Azure portal. So it's a service that's in the portal. This is a pre-provisioned migration service for this demo here. It's called Get to SQL, and it's under my subscription DMS internal preview test. And it's provisioned to the region South Central US. And as you can see, there are some existing migration projects that we have done in the past, and they show up here.
So this is completely integrated in the portal. You don't have to leave it, right?
Exactly.
You don't have to leave the portal to just build a project to migrate.
Yeah. Exactly. So now what I'm going to do here is I'm going to start creating a new migration project. Mm-hmm. So I'll just go ahead and simply click here, and it asks me to go through a wizard. And when I fill in that, and I can start the migration.
Yeah.
So let's say on-prem to SQL. Let me just name some, or SQL DB. And the source server type, like I said, I want to move from SQL Server, but we also support Oracle and MySQL to Azure SQL Database. And let's do next. This is where it asks me to select the target.
Is really only five steps?
It really is only five steps. Very quick. So let me get to you the target Azure SQL database that I have. And I'm going to use SQL auth here and give some credentials. And next.
So you're doing this live.
I am doing a live demo. It is going to work. And let's give you my SQL 2016 local instance server name here. And let's just keep it at Windows auth here. And I'm going to give my domain creds to connect to that SQL 16 instance on my machine here.
This is from Azure. Through internet, connect to your machine.
Exactly. Yeah. And these are all the SQL server. These are all the databases that I have today in my SQL local instance. Mm-hmm. As you can see, there are seven of them, and five of them are internal Microsoft billing databases. And there are two of them with Stack Overflow internal that powers actually the internal Stack Overflow applications. So let's move on. I'm selecting all of them. I want to migrate all of them. And
so
click
you can
next.
Pick and choose, really.
Very
easy, right?
I can.
I just simply click
on clicking there. On them. Yeah. The next steps are like I'm going to configure migration settings. This is where I need to provide a backup location for these databases to be backed up into. So I'm just going to give a location that I have here.
Is that in Azure storage?
It is. It will be backed up into Azure storage and then restored from there into our Cloud DB.
This is just a native SQL Server backup, right?
Exactly.
It's not the
regular, just regular backup restore.
Not DeckPack anymore. It's not just a simply calling SQL Server backup.
Exactly. So I'm going to give the credentials that this backup location needs. And now we have a summary page just summarizing, hey, I'm moving from I'm moving to the target server Azure SQL DB, and my source is SQL to Server 2016, and the databases that I selected, seven of them to migrate. Simply run migration after that.
That's awesome. So if you want a minimum downtime, I can hook this up with the continuous restore service.
Absolutely.
With a managed instance. So we're continuously doing log shipping until you're ready, right, to failover.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is the current running. It's in running status right now. You can click on them and see what's going on with it. As you can see, some of the databases are being backed up, some of them getting restored, and some of them, like, they're copying files to the Azure Blob storage. So things are happening. And once it's done, see, there you go. It's as quick as this. It barely took 10 seconds for these databases.
So this is a smaller database, of course. You can actually see the status real time. On the portal.
Exactly. And then even if I want to go in and look at it here, so this is my previous state. As you can see, it's my local instance with the databases. These are the seven databases that I was trying to migrate. And this is the target Azure DB that I have connected to. Yep. And they show up right now as well. To just recap, we just have five steps. You provide your target server, you provide your source server, and then you provide some configuration settings, and then you click run migration, and then there you go. Your data is in the cloud already.
Yeah, even for the bigger databases, you can start as fully automated, right?
Exactly.
You fill in all the fields you need, and you can go for a coffee.
Exactly.
Or dinner. Depends how big your databases are.
Yep. Yeah. So that's all from a demo perspective. So the next steps are we do have the managed instance preview. And here is a link for it.
Private preview.
Yes.
And what we asked for you to go fill out a survey.
Yep.
And to kick off the enrollment process of a private preview. And so that's the URL.
Same with the Azure Data Migration Service. We just started going into limited preview, and there is a sign up link for it. And go ahead and fill the survey link, and we'll get you onboarded to the service.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching.